Let's turn in God's Word to the Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon in chapter 6. We're going to be reading the whole chapter. Remember, Song of Solomon is after the book of Psalms and Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and then the Song of Solomon. In chapter 6 and verse 1, these are God's words. Let's give our full attention to Him who speaks from on high. Whither is thy beloved gone, O thou fairest among women? Whither is thy beloved turned aside, that we may seek him with thee? My beloved is gone down into his garden, to the beds of spices, to feed in the gardens and to gather lilies. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies. Thou art beautiful, O my love, as Tirzah comely, as Jerusalem terrible, as an army with banners. Turn away thine eyes from me, for they have overcome me. Thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Gilead. Thy teeth are as a flock of sheep which go up from the washing, whereof every one beareth twins, and there is not one barren among them. As a piece of pomegranate are thy temples within thy locks. There are 80 queens and 80 concubines and virgins without number. My dove, my undefiled, is but one. She is the only one of her mother. She is the choice one of her that bare her. The daughters saw her and blessed her, yea, the queens and the concubines, and they praised her. Who is she that looketh forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners? I went down into the garden of nuts to see the fruits of the valley, and to see whether the vine flourished and the pomegranates budded. Or ever I was aware, my soul made me like the chariots of Amin Nadib. Return, return, O Shulamites. Return, O return, that we may look upon thee. What will ye see in the Shulamite? As it were, the company of two armies. Those are God's words. You remember the previous chapter, that Christ came to the door of his bride, the church. He knocked. And reminds us of Revelation 3. We made mention of that last Lord's Day, where Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." But the bride was, in last chapter, the bride was too slow. She made excuses to not get up and come to the door. And she was foolish. But eventually she came to the door. She opened the door. She went out and searched for the bridegroom, Christ. And here she, the church, is still searching for him at the beginning of chapter 6, asking where he is. And the church responds to herself, "He's in the garden." See, it says verse 3, "I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies." And through verse 7, Christ, her bridegroom, is found, and he expresses, our Savior expresses, how beautiful his bride, the church, is to him. And through verse 10, she's preferred by him. He prefers her above everything, everyone else. And so do you grasp this, church? Christ prefers you, the bride, above everything else. Before the angels, before all creation, he prefers you. And then through verse 13, basking in her beauty and the great delight he takes in her beauty. Friends, our Savior loves his bride. He loves the church, and it's our duty as the church to recognize that with great thankfulness and that love for him, a greater love for him. To know, verse 3, "I am my beloved's," and also that he is mine. and to greatly inquire after him, to find him. And where do we find Christ most especially? But in the public assemblies, the public worship of God, in which we're joined together now with our hearts lifted up, as Hebrews teaches us, to heaven where he is, where the Father is, and our spirit, the Spirit in our hearts, lifting our hearts up to him. That's where we find him. And so we are to come. And again, the great message of the Song of Solomon is to love communion with him and to desire that fellowship with him forever. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we're thankful once again for your word. Thankful for this marvelous book of scripture in which we learn to hopefully feel with our affections the great love that Christ has for us, and that we would grow in our own affections for him and to love him all the more. And so turn our hearts from our sinful affections of all the loves of the world, the pleasures of the world, and turn to him, because he has every good and blessed thing. And the world has none of it except what he has granted by his common grace. And so, Father, we ask that you would turn our hearts to you, and you would make us to know with full knowledge that we are his, and that he finds us, his one bride, the church, beautiful, ravishing, amazing. And that we would all the more seek to purify ourselves in him and by your Spirit, that we would be always presented as the pure, spotless bride, cleansed by his blood and showered with his blessing. Father, that's the bride we desire, to be holy, righteous, even as he is holy and righteous. Today we pray that you would cause Christ to speak, that by that word that he speaks, we would be sanctified and cleansed and washed of our infirmities and our iniquities, our transgressions, our sins, that all our flesh would be put off and we would be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so send your Spirit and power accompanying the word that is read and preached. And you would cause that word to go in, not just to our minds, but to our hearts, and do your great work of surgery and making us well. And Father, in this we pray for any here who don't know you, who are outside of that saving relationship with Jesus Christ, that you would turn their hearts to see the love of Christ he has for his church. And if they're outside of the church, then they're not part of the bride, the one bride who is loved with unending love by Christ our beloved. And give them a desire to come and be part of that bride and join themselves in union with Christ by faith and repentance unto life. We pray that you would grant that faith today, and that they would not know one more day apart from salvation in Christ your Son. We pray for our children, our covenant children, that you would turn their hearts to you, even those children in the womb, that you would turn their hearts to you, that you would grant to them salvation today if it would be your will, and that they would not know one day, not one more day, apart from salvation in Christ alone. That they would know the blood that he shed, we pray it was for them, and that they would believe it and turn from their sins to you and have the blessed promise to them, receive of eternal life and many, many other blessings of which we have often studied. Father, we also ask that you would be with the children and the mothers that have children in the womb. We pray that you would grant them healthy pregnancies, deliveries, and bodies for your glory alone, if it would be your will. And that we would rejoice with them as we rejoice already, and how you bless your people with children, and you bless the church with children and families with children. So, Father, we ask that you would bring them about safely and save their souls. We pray as well that you would grant to us the many blessings of fellowship with the body, just as we have fellowship with Christ. And we pray that we would grow in our communion with Christ, that you would grant that to us by your Spirit and by your grace. Father, grant to us as well a greater fellowship with one another, because the body of the church is one. For we have one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one Lord over all of us. And so, Father, we ask that you would grant to us a greater unity in the body, even here in this congregation, that you would grant us a greater love of the truth, because we know that we are united in the truth. And so grant to us truth, to believe truth, the truth that we find in your word. And make us to be, therefore, righteous and holy in our thoughts, in our doctrine, in our faith, and work it in our lives that it would produce great fruit of holiness, of bearing testimony and evangelism, of even a love, a greater love for Christ. Father, we're thankful today that you have brought back those who are sick. Father, we do praise you that Phil and Julie are here this morning, and Mark. Praise you that Larry's here after his eye surgery. And Father, we pray that you would continue to heal him. Father, again, we're thankful that Blaze has a new job. He's starting tomorrow. We give you praise for that. And answer to our prayers. Thankful that Wonder is here as well, that you have answered our prayers concerning him to be here and be with his wife. We know, again, that it's not good for man to be alone. You've given spouses to men and women, and so we're thankful that they are together again. And Father, thankful that he is also here and will be here, Lord willing, for the birth of his child. And we give you all the praise for answering our prayers concerning him. Father, we also praise you for the blessing you have granted to us in worshiping you, body and soul. And those who are sick today, Dina, any others, Father, pray that you would heal them. Thankful Dave is also here again after he was sick. And we give you all the praise. We're thankful. We're thankful for the sicknesses, as we were a couple weeks ago. Thankful for the bitter cold and the storms. But we're thankful for sickness, because through these struggles in body, you produce great righteousness in our hearts if we're trained by it, as you say in Hebrews. And so, Father, train us in these things. And Father, bless your people. Father, we also pray for Barry, the pastor of the church in which we're meeting at. His mother is having heart surgery, open heart surgery this week in Texas. We pray that you would, if she's not a Christian, that you would turn her heart to you while she still has breath. We pray that you would grant safety to Barry and healing of the heart to his mom. Father, we pray for Dow as he goes back to Kenya soon to meet with his father. I pray that he would have safety, and his father would have many days with his son, while he may have very few days left. I pray that you would grant a blessed time together, and maybe even cause Dow to meet with Mary and Mayan and before they come here. And we pray that they would be able to come, Mary and Mayan, be able to come here soon, very soon. in accordance with your will. Father, today we come to worship you. And you are a great God, a lover of our souls. For those who are of your elect, you have foreknown them. You have loved them for all eternity. All us who have believed, and any others who will believe, you have loved us since the beginning and before the beginning, before creation. And we're thankful that you are a God who always has loved us. And we pray that we would respond with worship from our hearts that is honoring to you. And receive it for Christ's sake, for it is not perfect. Reform us in our worship, but perfect it in Christ your Son. And receive our worship in Him and for His sake. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.